David Kruger farms near Twin Brooks in northeast South Dakota and has experienced firsthand the power of crop diversity in his no-till system. Originally drawn to regenerative agriculture to save moisture and keep rocks in the ground, Kruger discovered even greater benefits. Over time, his soils responded with higher productivity in a corn, soybean, wheat rotation.
When you spread out the rotation, I consistently see a 15 bushel better corn yield when I have wheat in the rotation. I see about a 3 bushel better soybean yield with wheat in the rotation. We reduce our weed control, is less cost us less because with wheat in the rotation, we're doing a better job of controlling weeds because we're growing another crop at another time with another set of chemicals.
Wheat proved to be a game changer for water hemp control, thanks to those herbicide options. To tackle his toughest challenges, Kruger planted spring wheat, followed by winter wheat, effectively eradicating water hemp. Despite wheat's lower revenue compared to corn in certain years, the added diversity boosted Kruger's profits.
And that's because I don't need the need of a triple stack corn, reduced chemical cost, reduced fertilizer cost, increased yield in the corn and the beans. And if you add all those up, they more than overcome the loss of the wheat. And then if you do a good job of learning how to maybe market that wheat and selling that wheat, it'd be amazing how often you actually break even or make a little money with that wheat if you start treating it and working to do a good job of managing the wheat also.
Adding wheat to a corn-soybean rotation doesn't just boost profits in the long run. It also eases the planting and harvest crunch in spring and fall. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.